Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So it is municipal election season. I can't believe how fast time has, it feels like just yesterday we were going through the 2023 municipal election, but we're here again.
It sure does. And yes, here we are.
So looking ahead to October, what seats are opening up on the assembly this year?
So we have one mayoral seat, and we have two assembly member seats, and then two school board member seats. And the mayoral seat is a 2-year term, and then the assembly and the school board seats are 3-year terms.
If people are interested in filing, the filing period opens on July 15th. So what kinds of materials do they need to be getting ready to bring to your office?
Well, I have this handy dandy packet for folks if they are interested. And when folks come to see me and I pull out everything in the packet to go over with them, they're like, whoa.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But it's not. That's my first thing to them. I say, it looks like a lot, but it's not. It'll be okay. So before I forget to mention, if folks are interested, they can certainly call me. I'm happy to go over any questions that they might have ahead of the filing period. My number is 907-747-1811. Or they can reach out to me by email too. But I do have a packet of information, and there's only a few pieces in it that are actually needed for filing. A lot of it is more information that we put together, which can be overwhelming for folks. Really, there are only, out of this whole packet before me, there are 4 forms, actually 5, that need to be filed. And one of those is the petition form where you've circulated, or you collected your signatures, the form stating which seat you want to run for, a form saying that you were the one to collect those signatures, the financial disclosure statement, and then another form that we have to send to the state of Alaska. And it's basically saying that you don't intend to raise or spend more than $5,000 for campaigning. So not many, I have never had anybody spend more than $5,000 on campaigning. So everybody gets to fill out this little handy blue form that I have. And then we also have a form that talks about, a lot of people use campaign signs, so I always remind folks that they need to put a paid for by identifier on that, or any campaigning sources that they do, whether it's Facebook or radio or the newspaper. We have a little candidate handbook that we've put together for folks that kind of goes over a lot of the stuff I talked about. And then we have an assembly handbook that I put together a couple years ago that has helpful information, you know, in it. And actually do have the handbook and the candidate handbook on our website too.
So this packet, which sounds like a lot, but you say it's not a lot. Can you download it online, or do people need to come in person to see your face and grab the papers from your hand?
Yes. You get to come and see Sarah at City Hall, or Jess or Holly in our office. Yes, they are not available online.
And when you see those folks who pick up a packet to run for either school board or assembly, or maybe for the mayor's chair, what advice, do you have any advice that you give folks?
Well, some folks will ask me, should I really be doing this? Is this a good idea? And I always laugh because, I mean, I tell folks, I mean, it's not all, what do we call it, rainbows and unicorns, or flowers and butterflies, uh-huh, or whatever the saying is, but and there are challenging times, but there's also a lot of good that happens. You know, it just kind of ebbs and flows what's going on in the community, and you work through it, and the assembly works together, or the school board. So whatever the challenges are, I mean, you work through it, and there's always a little silver lining in those dark moments. But so I always tell folks it's at the end of their term, I feel like it's they're going to look back and say that it was worth their time that they served.
Once people file and they've got their names out there and they're candidates, people can kind of, it's pretty, not too long after that, that people can start voting, right? What does voting look like this year in Sitka?
So I'm excited. This year we're adding something new. So early voting starts Monday, September 16th and runs through Monday, September 30th. Folks can stop by Harrigan Hall, 8:30 to 4:30. We're also, so the new, something new we're adding this year is early voting on Saturday mornings. So the clerk's office staff will be there from 9 to noon, September 21st and September 28th. We received some feedback the last couple of years. And so I wanted to try and extend another opportunity for voters to exercise their right to vote. So
what was the feedback was just people didn't
just
have time
that
to
it's
get
a
in.
Tight yeah 8:30 to 4:30 is, you know, it's not before 8 a.m or not after the work hours, so it was hard for folks to stop by.
And then there are a few other opportunities to vote as well if you aren't early voting, right? How can people get their votes in?
Yes, you can always do by mail, fax, email, personal representative. Even if, you know, every year we have folks that might be headed out of the country before early voting starts. Once I get the ballots here at City Hall, which is right around Labor Day, once I check them in, we can always do absentee in person where they would come to our office and vote. So we try to make those accommodations when we can. So try to help in any way we can.
And so the ballot has to be finalized by the end of July?
We have to have it finalized by August 17th. And then I work with getting the draft of the ballot to our programmers, to the printers, and they hurry up and try to get us everything within that 2-week period right afterwards so we can have stuff ready for this one. So,
and this year's municipal election is on October 1st, right?
Yep.
That's pretty early in the month.
It is. Yeah, it's about, the way the calendar falls this year, it's about a week earlier.
Oh, wow. So a little bit, you have to get things prepared a little bit faster.
We're getting our ducks in a row.
And so, you know, is there any way people can help out with the election? Are there volunteer opportunities or any way people can get involved beyond voting?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have election workers. I'm on election day and in early voting. If folks are interested in serving in that capacity, I encourage them to contact our office and we welcome folks to help with that.